This is Unit 2 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this Ukrainian conversation.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Ви говорите по-українськи?
Так, трохи. Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
Добре.
Дякую.
Listen to it again.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Ви говорите по-українськи?
Так, трохи. Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
Добре.
Дякую.
Do you remember how to say pardon me or excuse me?
Вибачте.
How do you ask a woman, are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка? Ви українка? Українка?
With the ending is how you refer to a Ukrainian woman. Here's how you refer to a Ukrainian man. Listen and repeat.
Українець. Українець.
How would you ask a man, are you Ukrainian?
Ви українець? Ви українець?
And how do you say I?
Я. Я.
How does a man say I'm Ukrainian?
Я українець. Я українець.
How does a woman say, I'm Ukrainian?
Я українка. Я українка.
The most common way to negate something in Ukrainian is to put the word
не,
which means not, in front of it. Listen and repeat not.
Не. Не.
Here's how a man would say, I'm not Ukrainian. Listen.
Я не українець. Я не українець.
How does a man say, I'm not Ukrainian?
Я не українець. Я не українець.
How would a woman say, I'm not Ukrainian?
Я не українка. Я не українка.
What was the word for an American?
Американець. Американець.
That word means a male American. Listen to the word for a female American.
Американка. Американка.
How would a woman say, I'm an American?
Я американка. Я американка.
How would a man say, I'm British?
Я англієць. Я англієць.
Here's how a woman would say, I'm British. Listen.
Я англійка. Я англійка.
How did the woman say, I'm British?
Я англійка. Я англійка.
How does a man say, I'm an American?
Я американець.
How would a man say, I'm not an American?
Я не американець. Я не американець.
How would a woman say, I'm not Ukrainian, I'm British?
Я не українка, я англійка. Я не українка, я англійка.
How would a man say, I'm not Ukrainian, I'm an American?
Я не українець, я американець.
Do you remember the word for you?
Ви. Ви.
And now ask a woman, are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка?
Now ask a man if he's Ukrainian.
Ви українець?
Do you remember the word for well? The one that also means okay and I understand.
Добре. Добре.
How do you say you speak?
Ви говорите.
Do you remember how to say in Ukrainian?
По-українськи. По-українськи.
Say, you speak Ukrainian well.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи. Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
Listen to how you say in English.
По-англійськи. По-англійськи.
How do you say in English?
По-англійськи. По-англійськи.
How would you say you speak English?
Ви говорите по-англійськи. Ви говорите по-англійськи.
Asking questions in Ukrainian is easy. Here's how you'd ask someone, do you speak English? Notice that it's the same words and word order you already know, only the intonation is different. Listen.
Ви говорите по-англійськи?
Listen again. Here's the statement, you speak English.
Ви говорите по-англійськи.
Now, here's the question. Do you speak English? Just listen.
Ви говорите по-англійськи? Ви говорите по-англійськи?
How do you ask someone, do you speak English?
Ви говорите по-англійськи?
How would you ask someone, do you speak Ukrainian?
Ви говорите по-українськи?
Say you've just met a Ukrainian. Ask him if he speaks English.
Ви говорите по-англійськи?
He tells you, yes, a little. Listen.
Так, трохи.
Repeat, a little.
Трохи. Трохи.
Now, suppose a Ukrainian has just asked you if you speak Ukrainian. Tell him, yes, a little.
Так, трохи. Так, трохи.
Here's how to say hello in Ukrainian.
Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте.
That word literally means be well or prosper. Here it is again.
Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте.
It's a long word, but you'll say it so often it will soon become easy. Let's build it up from the end. Repeat after the speaker.
Te. Te. Tuйте. Tuйте.
Now, here's the first syllable.
Здрас. Здрас.
Here's the last part again.
Tuйте.
Now, repeat the whole word, hello.
Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте.
Suppose you just sat down next to a man in a theater in Kiev. Kiev is full of tourists, but you're eager to meet a Ukrainian. How do you say to this man, "Excuse me, are you Ukrainian?"
Вибачте, ви українець?
He says, "Yes, Ukrainian, and you?"
Так, українець. А ви?
Tell him you're an American.
Я американка.
That's if you're a woman. How does a man say, "I'm an American"?
Я американець.
How would a woman say, "I'm British"?
Я англійка.
How would a man say, "I'm British"?
Я англієць.
The man you just met in the theater says something quickly and you don't quite understand. You want him to slow down, so you say, "Please, speak more slowly. Listen."
Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
Here's the word for more slowly. Listen.
Повільніше. Повільніше.
How do you say more slowly?
Повільніше. Повільніше.
Here's the request. Speak. Listen and repeat.
Говоріть. Говоріть.
Here's how you say please. It consists of two words which literally mean "may there be kindness". Listen.
Будь ласка. Будь ласка.
Let's practice the first word. Listen and repeat.
Будь. Будь.
Now let's practice the second word. Listen and repeat.
Ласка. Ласка.
Now repeat the whole expression.
Будь ласка.
How do you say please?
Будь ласка. Будь ласка.
Do you remember how to say more slowly?
Повільніше. Повільніше.
How do you say to him, "Please speak more slowly"?
Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше. Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
He says, "Okay". That's a word you already know. Say it.
Добре. Добре.
You say, "Thank you". Listen.
Дякую. Дякую.
How do you say thank you?
Дякую. Дякую.
How do you say please?
Будь ласка.
This same word also means you're welcome. How do you say both please and you're welcome?
Будь ласка.
Do you remember how to say more slowly?
Повільніше.
How do you say, okay, all right?
Добре.
Now, listen to this conversation, the same you heard at the beginning of this lesson.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Ви говорите по-українськи?
Так, трохи. Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
Добре.
Дякую.
Suppose you're walking back to your hotel in Kiev, and a woman walks up to you and says something you don't understand. Say to her, excuse me, I'm not Ukrainian.
Вибачте, я не українець.
If you're a woman, how do you say, excuse me, I'm not Ukrainian?
Вибачте, я не українка.
Ask her to please speak slowly.
Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
She understands and slowly asks if you speak Ukrainian. Tell her, yes, a little.
Так, трохи.
She says something else you don't catch. Tell her you're an American and ask if she speaks English.
Я американець. Ви говорите по-англійськи?
How would an American woman say this?
Я американка. Ви говорите по-англійськи?
It turns out that she's an English teacher in a high school, and she's delighted at the chance to practice her English on you. She accompanies you as far as your hotel. As she starts to leave, you tell her in Ukrainian that she speaks English well.
Ви добре говорите по-англійськи.
She in turn compliments you on your Ukrainian. Tell her, thank you, in Ukrainian. She says something in Ukrainian, and you realize that it must be goodbye. Here's what it sounds like.
До побачення. До побачення.
You wave and repeat it. How do you say goodbye?
До побачення. До побачення.
You've just had your first conversation in Ukrainian. From now on, all units through Unit 20 will contain some practice in reading Ukrainian. You may elect to do this practice at the end of each lesson, as cued, or you may wait and do all the texts after you've completed Unit 30. The reading texts are recorded with their respective units and are also on the last cassette, number 16. If you wish, you can wait and work through cassette number 16 from the first to the last lesson, reading at your own pace. If your goal is strictly spoken Ukrainian, you may postpone the reading instruction to a later time, although we strongly suggest that learning to read is definitely useful to your overall plan to survive and cope in Ukrainian. Since we do not recommend reading instruction if you're doing this program in your car or where it's not convenient to work with the booklet, we suggest that you make the effort to do a reading unit daily, sometime after the appropriate lesson. If that is still inconvenient, you may undertake the readings after several units, say every 5 units, or you may do them all after you've completed the 30 cassette lessons. Reading in Ukrainian will obviously be useful to deal with menus and the like, and will also aid you by adding many vocabulary words to mend your proficiency in the language. As you start to read Ukrainian, you will learn a few letters in each unit. There are 32 letters in all. We'll slowly build up the number of letters you can recognize and words you can read aloud. Ukrainian is written with the Cyrillic alphabet, which you'll find is actually fairly easy. It's made easy by 2 features. First, most Ukrainian letters represent only 1 sound, which is not true in English. Second, most Ukrainian sounds already exist in English. If you're doing the reading practice now, get your owner's manual and reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop the tape now and start it again when you're ready. Take your reading booklet and obtaining the words for Unit 2. Look at word number 1. There is an M followed by an A. This A always has the sound of A, as in the English word father. Read number 1, noting the stress as marked.
Mama.
Stress is not marked in Ukrainian, but we'll mark it here so you can get used to it. Now, look at word number 2. It starts with a T sound, as you might guess, but it's not as explosive as the English T. Read number 2.
Там.
Now, read number 3.
Мат.
Word number 4 has the letter O in it. It's not a long English O, but rather sounds much shorter, like this.
O. O.
Now, read number 4.
Том.
Read number 5.
Мот.
Number 6.
Атом.
Did you remember that the letter that looks like an A always sounds like the A in father? Read number 6 again.
Атом.
In number 7, you see a letter that looks like the English P, but actually it's the trilled R sound that you learned in this word. Listen.
Українка.
Now, read number 7.
Ром.
Read number 8.
Мор.
In number 9, there's a new character that looks like a Y, but represents the oo sound, as in food. Read 9.
Мармур.
More of this letter later. Now, read number 10.
Ротор.
In number 11, we see a new character representing a P sound. Read number 11.
Пора.
In number 12, the character that looks like an English E has an E sound in Ukrainian. Read number 12.
Метро.
Ukrainian vowels receive their full value when they're stressed. When they're not, as in the case of the E in number 12, they're less distinct. Read number 12 again.
Метро.
Read number 13.
Мета.
Number 14.
Мотор.
Number 15.
Orator.
The new letter we see in number 16 has an
I
sound. Read 16.
Мир.
You'll practice this letter later. Now, read number 17.
Метр.
Number 18.
Термометр.
This is the end of Unit 2.